India is one of the largest and most diverse commodity markets in the world, with a rich history of commodity trading that dates back to ancient times. India has four major commodity exchanges that facilitate online trading of commodities: Multi-Commodity Exchange of India, MCX, National Commodity and Derivatives Exchange, NCDEX, Indian Commodity Exchange, ICEX, and National Multi-Commodity Exchange of India, NMCE. These exchanges offer trading in various commodities across different segments, such as bullion, energy, agricultural products, metals, spices, gur complex, and others. What is commodity trading? Commodity trading is the buying and selling of raw materials or primary products that are used in various industries, such as agriculture, energy, metals, and softs. Commodity trading can be done in two ways: spot market and futures market. In the spot market, the commodity trade happens immediately, in exchange for cash or other commodities. In the futures market, the commodity trade is based on contracts that specify the quantity, quality, price, and delivery date of the commodity in the future. However, commodity trading is majorly done through futures contracts. In this article, we will discuss the top 5 commodity markets in India and the opportunities and challenges for traders in each market. 1. Bullion market. The bullion market refers to the trading of precious metals, such as gold and silver. The bullion market is one of the most popular and liquid commodity markets in India, as it attracts a large number of investors, traders, hedgers, speculators, and arbitrageurs. The bullion market is mainly traded on MCX, which offers futures contracts on gold, silver, and platinum. The market offers a hedge against inflation and currency devaluation and a wide range of products and strategies for traders. However, it still has many challenges as well. Challenges. The bullion market is highly volatile and unpredictable, as it is affected by various global and domestic factors that are beyond the control of traders. Price volatility in the international markets, import duties, and changing consumer preferences pose challenges that traders need to navigate skillfully. The prices of bullion are influenced by various factors, such as global demand and supply, geopolitical events, currency fluctuations, inflation, interest rates, and market sentiments. 2. Energy market. The energy market refers to the trading of energy products, such as crude oil, natural gas, gasoline, heating oil, etc. The energy market is one of the most dynamic and influential commodity markets in India, as it affects the economy and various sectors that depend on energy consumption, and has also been underway reform for the past few years. It offers a high growth potential for traders who want to capitalize on the increasing demand for energy products in India and globally. The energy market is mainly traded on MCX, which offers futures contracts on crude oil, natural gas, gasoline, petrol, heating oil, diesel, etc. Challenges. Both metal and energy markets are highly affected by international affairs and geopolitical situations. The prices of energy products are influenced by various factors, such as global demand and supply, production levels, inventory levels, geopolitical events, environmental issues, technology innovations, and market sentiments. Fluctuations in oil prices and shifts toward renewable energy sources can introduce volatility and require adaptive trading approaches. 3. Agricultural market. The agricultural market refers to the trading of agricultural products, such as grains, pulses, oils, eds, spices, fibers, etc. The agricultural market is one of the most diverse and important commodity markets in India, as it affects the livelihood of millions of farmers and consumers. The agricultural market is mainly traded on NCDEX, which offers futures contracts on various agricultural products, such as wheat, rice, maize, soybean, mustard seed, cotton, castor seed, etc. This market has high growth potential for traders and also offers a wide range of products and strategies for traders to suit their risk-reward preferences, such as options, spreads, calendar spreads, etc. Challenges. The agricultural market is highly volatile and unpredictable, as it is affected by various natural and human factors that are beyond the control of traders. Factors such as erratic weather conditions, pest outbreaks, and infrastructural limitations can impact agricultural yields and influence trading outcomes. 4. Metals market. The metals market refers to the trading of metals, such as copper, zinc, lead, nickel, aluminium, etc. The metals market is one of the most active and liquid commodity markets in India, as it attracts a large number of industrial users and investors. The metals market is mainly traded on MCX, which offers futures contracts on various metals. The market offers a high leverage opportunity for traders who want to take advantage of price movements with a small margin requirement. Challenges. Economic downturns, supply disruptions, and market speculations can contribute to base metal price fluctuations, demanding vigilant risk management. The prices of metals are influenced by various factors, such as global demand and supply, industrial production, inventory levels, geopolitical events, currency fluctuations, interest rates, and market sentiments. 5. Spices market. The spices market refers to the trading of spices, such as pepper, cardamom, chili, ginger, turmeric, etc. The spices market is one of the unique and niche commodity markets in India, as it reflects the rich cultural and culinary diversity of the country. The market offers a social benefit for traders who want to contribute to the development and welfare of the spice growers and exporters. The spices market is mainly traded on DEX and ICEX, which offer futures contracts on various spices. Challenges. The spices market is highly volatile and unpredictable, as it is affected by various natural and human factors that are beyond the control of traders. Unfavorable international trading situations can potentially affect the spice market. Commodity trading in India is well regulated and closely monitored by SEBI. Markets also have their own governing bodies and exchange boards. Each participant must abide by the rules and regulations of fair trade. Trade in commodities offers a diversification benefit for portfolio management. However, the complex tax rules might disinterest some investors.